All right, so welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Oh, this is Rosemary Bradison, the Scientific Mystic, and I've been guided to offer this teaching tonight just to help us all deal with transitions and change, and I'm going to call it upset energy that seems to be circling around us and maybe in us, and how do we get through this? So the Divine Feminine asked me to offer this and offer this for free so that anyone who feels like they might need some guidance or just kind of want to know how this fits in, what they're to do, this is what this evening is about. So I'm just inviting you to relax, to listen to what you hear. You will be sent the recording. If you haven't sent me your email address already, then please just send it to me. You can go on Facebook and find me and send it to me there so that I can get the recording to you. So right now, I just invite you to be present. And if you want to take notes or anything, you can do that later. But tonight, just be fully present and be open in your heart, be open-minded, and just know that we are a community to support each other and who have each other's back, and that this is about bringing in love and light to the world. And sometimes we have to go into a dark place in order to be the light. And it only takes one match to light up a dark cave. So I'm going to ask that you take a couple of breaths. And I invite in Archangel Michael and his helpers to surround us with their protection. And now I invite in our guidance for the highest good of all. And so, dear ones, we welcome you this evening. This is a time when those who are sensitive are feeling uprooted, as if the ground is shaking underneath them. We would tell you to keep heart. Keep in your own heart, but also know that the cycles that happen in humanity oftentimes have turbulent times, but they do smooth out. And for those of you who are in fear at this moment, we would tell you that fear is the most contracting energy. It constricts you, and it keeps you from being able to see all of the possibilities in front of you, all of the options that there are for you. So while fear might be your knee-jerk reaction to a story or a headline, it is not the place to stay. So give yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling, but notice that you have control over whether or not you stay in that feeling. So we are aware that in the United States of America, there has been an election that has caused a lot of upheaval. This is a part of the growing pains of humanity in its evolutionary process. This is, as some have called it, a wake-up call. But more importantly, it is an opportunity for spiritual evolution in individuals, in communities, in a society, and in the world, for all of humanity. So here is what we would tell you. You are on an evolutionary path. If you are hearing these words, you are on an evolutionary path to grow, to learn lessons, to expand. As you do this, you will go through periods of time that are more challenging than other periods. But this does not mean that you're not growing, that you're not evolving. When something as dramatic as what is going on at this moment happens in a society or a culture, or even in a community or a family, it is an opportunity for you to grow. Now, as human beings, you have this ability to have an emotional reaction and to choose a response for that reaction. So if you can do that with a sense of purpose, feel your emotion, but do not dwell in that. Every time your emotion comes up, look around for the opportunity to make a choice in a response. And the big question for each of you hearing these words is, who am I to be right now? Who am I to be? Your authentic self is here on planet Earth to be the light that you came in to be. Now, you may dismiss this as sounding like, well, that's not very practical, or I can't be the light in all this darkness. But we would tell you that there is a purpose to being the light, even if it is only in your tiny sphere, even if it's only between you and one other person. So we would suggest that you not get involved in a downward spiral of conversation. It's very tempting, because you want someone to affirm that you're not crazy for thinking the way that you think. And in turbulent times, you do want community. You do want like-minded people. But we would advise you to avoid staying in that downward spiral, because you move yourself farther and farther away from your own life. So have the agreement. If you're speaking with one other person or a group of people and you say, oh, this is terrible, or look at the news or watch this video, that may be a connector point, but catch yourself. Even if you're grieving the loss of innocence, even if you're grieving that this is the situation, catch yourself and look at what is going on, look at facts. And then ask yourself, what am I to learn from this? Do I have an action to take in response to this? Sometimes that action is to find peace inside yourself despite what is going on around you. Look to the masters in your history like Gandhi, nonviolent protesting. Many times, holding the space, holding the peace, despite what's going on around you, is the more advanced, the tougher task. But it can be done. Others, believe me, every one of you has others around you who are looking to you to show them how to ground themselves when all of their thoughts are taking them out of centeredness. So even if it's one other person, but for many of you, what we see is there are a lot of people around each of you who look to you to be the one to be grounded, who look to you to be the one to be centered. Now, this isn't to put a burden on you or to say you're not allowed to feel whatever it is that you feel. And it might be a connector, as we said, for you to connect to someone who's feeling that way, but help them to see that there is growth available. There is a path. Now, we can tell that for some of you, that path is not a path of outward action at this moment. It might be tomorrow. It might be a month from now. But at this moment, it might be that your path is to go into a quiet space, an inner work, a meditative space, perhaps even a visualization of a peaceful place. For some of you, it might be that you need to be in nature, taking a walk, hugging a tree, sitting. sitting and watching the birds. It may be that when you're doing that, you find your center again, because Mother Earth is loving you to exist on her planet. You are here not just to survive. You're here to actually thrive. And you can be a beacon, a lantern, a way shower, the lighthouse, to show others that your belief in the fact that there is some plan greater than what you see. For it is this plan that can allow you to participate in your life. You have a role. If you are alive on the surface of Mother Earth, to hear these words now, you have a role to play. For some of you, it might even be to become politically active, to run for office, to be a part of a local group. For some of you, it might be to blog or to write. For some of you, we feel that gathering circles of folks to share in ritual is a way for everyone to move in a healing space, a healing way. For some of you, it is to speak your truth. You are speakers. You are authors. You have a platform. And it doesn't matter whether it's 2 people or 2,000 people in this platform. You are able to be centered. Because you see the light. You see the light in other people. You who are listening to these words understand the connectedness of human beings. Human beings aren't connected at their feet that makes them human. It isn't even the holding of hands that connects the human being. It is heart to heart. Mind to mind. Hearts and minds together are how new ideas can grow, how opportunities can be built upon, how love can travel in a circle from point to point, from person to person. Now, it may seem difficult to consider that you could do something like connect heart to heart in these times. But one heart to one other heart is far greater than just the two hearts, because heart energy has such a power within it. Heart energy expands and extends way beyond an individual. So when you put two hearts connected together, that energy has a great impact, an amplified impact on the area around it. And if you can get yourself to the point where no matter what your thoughts are, no matter what you are seeing, you identify the information and you release the information so that you're only looking for the lesson, not dwelling on the information. And then thirdly, you go into your heart. And you love and respect yourself enough to not stay in negativity. This is how you expand your heart energy. This is how you connect to other people. It's very tempting to get stuck in the downward spiral. It can be frightening. It can be upsetting. It can make you angry. It can make you sad. All of those feelings are an okay reaction. What we are telling you is react, observe, ask for the lesson, and then move into your heart space for yourself. Love yourself enough not to hold that energy inside of you. Love the planet enough not to hold that energy, what you would call negativity. Love yourself enough not to hold that inside of you. Love yourself and respect yourself enough to trust that you'll be shown something, some light to look at. We would give you this image. When babies are born, there's a lovability about that baby. It's very difficult to hate a baby. You have to be carefully taught to hate someone else. But that means that anyone who carries hate inside of them has the ability to learn to love. If you have learned to hate, you are able to learn to love. So just remember that loving yourself is the first step in putting out love into the world. And respecting yourself creates an energetic bubble, a field around you that commands respect. The people who are doing things in the world today in response to what they perceive as permission to be very base human beings and mistreat other human beings are doing so out of a lack of self-love, a lack of self-respect. They are fearful. At their core, they're fearful. We invite you not to be fearful. We invite you not to join the crowd of fearful people. Find love for yourself first. We are not asking you to say it's all right that there's anything going on out there. But just be careful about staying stuck in fear, in anger, in hatred. And if you attach yourself to those ideas, they have an impact on you. Now, your planet is going through a transformation that many people are fearful of. There is indeed climate changing on the planet. There is no denying that Mother Earth is going through changes. Oh, yes, there are those who try to deny it. They fight too hard against it. There is no denying. Mother Earth is going through her own cycle of change, and many people are afraid of the change, and denial comes from fear. And now they may not be afraid that the planet is warming, but they may be afraid that they will lose money. They may be afraid they will lose a job. And so they wish to hear someone telling them it's not true. But we would tell you that Mother Earth is going through her own transition. And so this invites humanity to go through its transition. This is a time that began years ago, an opportunity for humanity to evolve to the new human, to the next level. You're being asked to grow, to evolve. No one promised you that this path would be easy, simple, uneventful, and one day you just wake up as the new human. We hope you understand that there's no punishment in this. This is about evolution. Everything that is going on around you is about evolution. Everyone on planet Earth right now is choosing to evolve or not. They're choosing to go with evolution, to flow with evolution, or to fight evolution. Now, we have a message for you, children. You cannot fight evolution. Humanity is evolving. And if you're hearing these words, you are evolving. You are willing to look for the opportunity to grow. You are willing to learn lessons. You are evolving. Those who are trying to fight the evolutionary process are struggling because it can't be done. Let's say that another way. Those who are fighting the evolutionary process are drained of energy. They are fearful because they feel drained. They cannot fight the tide of evolution. And so they try harder to fight the tide of evolution. And they become more drained and they become more fearful. And they act out because they're so distant from where it feels like they are in flow with evolution. This is what you see happening on the planet right now. People in society or in your culture talk about the great divide, how divided. This is the core of that division between those who are willing to evolve and those who are struggling and fearful and trying to fight the evolutionary energy. They're actually to be pitied because they've chosen such a difficult task that cannot be accomplished. That is where their fear comes from. If, on the other hand, you look to the lessons and learn and grow and ask, who am I to be? What is my authentic truth? How can I be on this planet at this time and stay in light and love? And how can I open my heart to myself and to others, despite what is going on around me, or maybe despite what is going on to me? It is because you have agreed to be here for a time of evolutionary progress. You are growing. You are expanding. You are evolving. Remember that when the forces around you try to pull you into fear. Remind yourself that fear is anti-evolutionary. Remind yourself that anger only serves as a springboard to help you figure out what is yours to do, and then you must release the anger and leave it behind. You have many choices to make right now. For many of you, the choices seem very limited. But we would tell you that there are choices. And some of the choices may seem pretty drastic. We know that many of you are considering, is there a place I can go on the planet to live in peace? Must I take my children out of this school and move them to that one? Must I move into an enclave, a compound, to surround myself with protection? Do I get a gun? Do I move to another country? Do I hide? These are all a part of the question, how do I learn my lesson? What is my lesson to learn? Where is my lesson to learn? And you might, dear one, be guided to move. You might, dear one, be guided to associate with different people. You might, dear one, be invited not to stay connected to people who are trying to drag you into a place that is uncomfortable for the evolutionary you. But know this, if circumstances, if politics, if people, if events, if the news, if choices other people are making are trying to dim your light, they cannot succeed unless you choose to dim your own light. So we would invite you to consider if someone or something or the news or some story that you see causes you to feel constricted or fearful or doubting or alone. Turn off your light. Say no. Just say stop. You have control over the path in your brain of this thought connects to that thought connects to that thought. Just say stop. Don't go down the path over and over again that leads to fear or despair or doubt. Give yourself the opportunity to expand, to learn a lesson. It's very hard to have someone who can help you, to call on someone to help you if you find yourself traveling down a path that you can't navigate to another place. Make a pact with a friend or a loved one or a counselor. If I call you and tell you that I'm struggling, help me to see another way. Open a door to some other way to think. Help me to not go down this path. Because that path does not serve you in your growth. Now, if you are looking for predictions about what will happen, we will tell you that there is great change coming because many people are stepping up to what their responsibilities are. This is why it is so important for you not to despair. You may feel as if you're alone, nobody understands, or that you might make some generalizations. Everyone is this, or all those other people, or there's more than that. Do remember that in the United States, there are more of you who want peace and love and honor and hope to be the words of the day. The majority of the world want these things. And because groups of people have been so emboldened, does not mean that the heart of humanity is lost. It means that fear has taken over a lot of people, but it will not win. It will not win. They are merely fighting against evolution, and evolution always wins because you are evolving. The entire cosmos is evolving. You cannot fight that. So know that you are part of an evolutionary process on Mother Earth at this time. Calm yourself by realizing that no matter what is going on, even as I said, if it is going on to you, it still can't take away who you are. It still can't change you and your authentic self. But more and more of you, even strangers, will start to say stop. Will start to say no. This is not all right. Strangers will come together to protect another stranger. This will start to happen, and it will be heartening. Officials will start to say, whoa, we did not approve of that. What have we done? What can we do? teachers will realize that teaching love and tolerance is more important than teaching geography and economics. Families will be opening up to conversations that are real conversations, not about the weather and sports and never getting into anything important. Parents will be teaching their children to love others, to value diversity, to embrace those who are in need of embracing. Societies will shift because they are evolving. What you are seeing, dear ones, is the death throes of an old beast, a beast that has been in humanity for a long time. But this beast is dying. It is disappearing. It is becoming extinct. And while it seems as if this beast is looming larger than anything else, it is not. You, dear ones, are larger than the beast that is dying. You, because you know what it is like to open your heart, you are more powerful individually than the entire beast. And when more of you are together, there is nothing that can stop you in your evolutionary process. Now, we encourage you to find others who will help you stay in self-love, stay in self-respect, help you to feel connected. For if you are connected to one other person, you are part of the whole fabric of the evolutionary human. Find one or two or three to connect to so that you can expand the network, the fabric of humans who are evolving. Give yourself permission to be at the forefront of the evolutionary process. Give yourself permission to feel what you feel and to know what you know and to see beyond what is happening around you. See beyond what is even happening to you. See the possibilities. See what can be. For we see this for you. There will be people who are connecting who never would have connected. They would have stayed in isolation before the need to connect grew so large. There are people who are seeing possibilities because everything they've seen before looks like a dead end at this time. There are people who will step up, speak out, take action, who might have wanted to hide, but can no longer hide. This is all part of the evolutionary process. You are not alone. There are more evolving humans on a planet than those who are fighting evolution. And at the moment, those who are fighting seem to have a louder voice. But remember, fighting evolution drains the energy. There cannot be success at fighting the evolutionary process. Humanity will evolve. You have helpers in many realms. There are many of us who are guides and teachers helping from other realms. There are angels. There are hidden helpers. There are ancestors. There are spirit guides. We are not making this up. And it really doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. There are helpers. there are those who want humanity to evolve. Speak your truth. Be authentically you. Be who you came to planet Earth to be. You asked to be here, and Mother Earth asked that you be here. And the great cosmic unfolding said, yes, we need this person to be in this place at this moment in the evolutionary process on planet Earth. You are here. You are supported. You are connected to others. Don't let anyone pull you out of that space. Feel what you feel. Be in your power. Know that you're evolutionary. Look for the next evolutionary step for yourself. What can I learn so that I can evolve? What's mine to speak so that I can evolve? What's mine to share so that I can help the evolution of humanity? Who do I need to be the evolutionary person I came here to be? No matter what is happening around you or to you, you are love, and you are loved. Remember that. Don't let your heart shrivel up because of circumstance. Choose to expand your heart. Choose to come from heart energy. Choose to love yourself. Choose to evolve. Choose to ask for help. Choose to be the help that someone else needs. Choose to serve. Serve the growth, the evolution of all of humanity by evolving yourself. We are here to help you. Call upon us. Call upon your angels and your spirit guides. Remember your loved ones who have crossed over, for they are still your guides. And call upon each other. Hold hands. Create community. Be in a circle. Find others. Support them and let them support you. Evolve. And we bless you on your way and know that you are not alone. We send you with many blessings. Peace. Well, thank you all for being here or listening to the recording. I hope it has been helpful. And I know that there's so much going on. But remember that the Divine Feminine guidance is to be you, be the light, and connect to others so that you can stay in the light. I look forward to sending you the recording. If you're listening to this and I don't have your email address, please go on Facebook, Rosemary Bredesen, and send me a message with your email address, and we'll send you the recording. And if you haven't already downloaded it, go to my website, thescientificmystic.com, and you can download a 7-minute de-stress meditation. And this audio is totally free. But in 7 minutes, it's a guided de-stress meditation. And it can help you if you feel like you're in stress or you're having trouble pulling yourself out of it. So again, the website is thescientificmystic.com. And I'd like to offer you that 7-minute de-stress meditation to help you through these times. I look forward to hearing from you all, and I send you with many blessings and much love. Again, this is Rosemary, the Scientific Mystic. And if you have any comments or questions, please send them to me, rosemary@thescientificmystic.com. Goodbye now.
Conference muted.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love. You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Conference muted.